AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. President Biden's expected to speak today with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, their first interaction since an Israeli strike killed 7 aid workers in Gaza. Those workers were with World Central Kitchen, the charity founded by Chef Jose Andres. He told Reuters,
"At the time, this looks like it's not a war against terrorism anymore. Seems this is a war against humanity itself."
Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen's landed in China to begin a week of bilateral meetings. She told reporters en route the U.S. and China want an economic relationship, but it must be on a level playing field. Her more than 400,000 power outages from West Virginia to Maine, more than a foot of snow possible in New England after heavy rains and damaging storms have moved through the region. And the FBI and LAPD are investigating after someone stole tens of millions of dollars from a secure building on Easter Sunday and got away. There are no suspects. This is ABC News. Some sharp police work nailed a suspected nuisance in Ohio.
Many complaints in Hamilton County, Ohio, about carpenter's nails tossed out of a moving car.
Hundreds of dollars worth of costs just to me.
Tom Edwards replaced flats.
Thousands for some other folks.
With special paint and ultraviolet lights, as Springfield Detective Sergeant Jeff Hurd.
We got some of those nails from the store. We colored them with the luminescent spray, took them back to the store, said when he comes, sell these nails to him.
Police say Anthony Dyson, who's done it before, is arrested. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Zoos in the path of Monday's total solar eclipse are getting ready to collect data on how animals react to the darkness. Some organizations are asking for help from citizen scientists at John Ball Zoo in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Curator Dan Hemmen says there is some evidence to suggest an eclipse causes animals to behave differently.
We'll be recording notes into our software that we can track it too.
Brian Clark, ABC News.
Welcome to the Lazy Wolf Lounge, Madison's East Side place for friends and family to meet for fun and food. Stop in for great daily lunch specials, soups made from scratch, and jaw-dropping burgers, wraps, and sandwiches. Plus Friday fish fry and homemade pizza cooked in a classic stone hearth pizza oven. The Lazy Wolf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook or at LazyWolfLounge.com. It's the Maxine Matinee Concert Series, live at the High Noon Saloon, Sunday, April 7th, featuring Linda and the Zeros and Automatic Lover. Doors open at noon, the show starts at 1, and you're out of there by 4. Get advance tickets now at high-noon.com. The Max Inc. Matinee Concert Series, presented by Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and Civic Media, Hometown Radio Refreshed.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Critics of President Biden's Gaza policy are sending him a message. 47,000 Democratic primary voters voted uninstructed yesterday. Anthony Chergosky teaches political science at UW-La Crosse. He predicted earlier this week the protest vote would be much bigger than 20,000.
It was quite shrewd of them to set that expectation because it will be viewed as a smashing success.
Chergosky spoke with the Wisconsin Eye Public Affairs Network. Wisconsin voters are approving two constitutional amendments that would ban the use of private money for elections and limit who can work on the voting process. Supporters say they're necessary to safeguard election integrity, but opponents say they could leave local elections underfunded and understaffed. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
The Brewers lose to Minnesota. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Brewers lost their first game of the season to the Minnesota Twins, the final 7-3 in favor of Minnesota. Some highlights, another home run for veteran Reese Hoskins and 20-year-old rookie Jackson Chourio, who hit his first major league home run 402 feet over the right center field fence. Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
He'll remember it for sure. I'll remember it. A lot of people that are close to him, you know, will certainly remember it. Day by day, you notice more and more that Jackson belongs in the big leagues, you know what I mean?
NBA, the Bucks losing at home to the Memphis Grizzlies, 111-101. Bobby Portis says they're getting everyone's best shot right now.
You know, obviously, teams play us different, man. If you watch the Bucks, if you watch this team play against the Pistons tomorrow, you know, it's just different when you play us. We get everybody's best shot. It comes with the territory. Used to hunt, now hunting.
That's the Bucks' Bobby Portis. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
A few lingering light showers likely today. The wind will gradually die down. Our high right around 40 this afternoon. The wind north at 15 to 25 this morning. Only 5 to 15 here by late afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy, 27. Tomorrow, 43. Saturday, sunshine with a high of 48. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 33.
From the city where the official bird is the plastic pink flamingo. This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
It's the maddest radio you'll ever experience. It's Mad Radio, WMDX, the John and Gorney Show at 92.7 FM, 1580 AM, all over your social media dial, Facebook, Instagram, and X.
That's right.
Twitter X, they call it. I do, anyway.
Twitter X.
And they should call it that, Twitter X.
It would make sense.
Yes.
You're the only one that's doing it, as far as I know.
No. I know a lot of people are doing it.
Really? They're calling it Twitter X?
They're picking up on what we're doing here on the show.
They're trend setting.
Yes.
Yeah. That's what we're all about.
Well, not clothing wise. We're not trendsetters, but
apparently not.
No, we were, right? Everybody was getting out their plaid shirts.
Yeah.
We asked everybody to get out their damn plaid shirts.
Right.
And so that happened.
We wore them all winter, but it's springtime, sort of.
It's springtime.
They're expecting more snow today.
Can we just get rid of that here?
What? Oh.
I thought that's what you were doing.
I was trying to get the mouse was way on the other end of the table
little
again.
Little informative box that always comes up and gets in our way.
Right when we start the show. So, yeah, here it is Thursday morning.
It is. Big day yesterday, at the short stack.
Oh.
You wouldn't leave. They tried to get you to leave.
I love that place.
You were addicted to the coffee there.
The coffee is excellent. Everything is excellent there.
They pushed us out, actually.
They did not push us out. I think they like having us stick around a couple of extra hours after the show.
See, that's all in your head.
Is it? Maybe so.
No, we have a tendency to talk a little bit louder because of our broadcasting voices.
Do you think there are people around us at the other tables that are offended by that somehow? They don't seem to be. I think they enjoy it.
Well, that's why they wear headphones, so they're not bothered by
they're listening to their own radio shows somewhere else.
They're either soundproof headphones or cancellation headphones.
They're listening to Spotify.
You know, it's hot in here.
It is. I thought it was just me. Because I've been running around all morning long. It's really like a steam bath in here.
It is.
If we could only open these windows. Oh, man.
There must be some kind of special health benefit to having a really sauna-like studio. Yeah, you just got to sweat it out.
I'm sweating like a stuck pig over
tomorrow,
here.
Tomorrow, we're just going to have to wear towels.
Our sauna edition. Friday edition. Yeah. It's chilly out there, but it's not awful. It's 34 degrees. Highs today about 38.
I'm sure cloudy, Catherine will avoid the studio at that point.
She should. She should. Yeah.
Yeah, they're wearing togas.
Togas and towels. Yeah. That'd be a good name for
Togas and Towels.
Togas. Togas and
the John and Gordy Togas and Towels edition.
Show. Tune in tomorrow. See what it's all about.
No, don't.
Yeah. Today we got a big show lined
up.
You
know you don't want to watch that. You know.
We're going to talk about the Wisconsin Film Festival,
yes,
which opens tonight.
Well, tonight.
Yeah.
They have a showing tonight, and then everything just starts rolling on Friday.
Yep. And we'll have a special guest, Jim Fielding.
Healy.
I was in the ballpark, but not quite finding my seat yet.
He's been Jim here before, Healy. Gordy.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah, all right. Don't get on my case. I'm waking up here.
But tomorrow they're having a very special showing.
Jim Healy.
And I will bring in a trailer so everybody can hear that special showing tomorrow.
Really?
Yes. Okay. First major day of the film festival.
Okay.
Yes. You guys are completely unfamiliar with the movie The Tingler, and I'm just like, what is wrong with you guys?
The Tingler.
You know, I'm just all right, you know.
Is this a classic movie, or is this a current movie? What are you talking about?
It's a classic movie.
Okay.
Yeah.
We'll find out about The Tingler. All right. And then a little bit later on, we'll have Linda Ketchum from Just Dane.
Yes,
she'll be stopping by, which we found out about at Short Stack.
That's right. Just Dane's 50th anniversary celebration, and we'll find out more about that. The Jobs or Jails Homeboy organization.
Right.
They rehabilitate individuals who have been, you know, incarcerated for a period of time.
Right. Help them out, get them back on their feet. Get them a gig.
It's not as crazy sounding as Scouting Boys, but okay. I mean, Boy
John,
Scouts.
Why did you have to point that out to me? Like, I can never unthink it now.
You were an Eagle Boy Scout, right, Sam?
Yes, I
you went all the way
Scout.
Through the program.
Mm-hmm.
You got indoctrinated into the Boy
but
Scouts.
He told us,
yeah,
you know, that they originally started off as Scouting Boys.
And, it's
and
true.
It traumatized me to the point where I bring it up all the time now.
That was the name of the organization the first couple of years, Scouting Boys. And then they decided, this is not great. So,
we don't know why.
Yeah. Is today April 4th already? Man, it is.
It is.
Okay, well, let's check out the National Day Calendar, shall we?
All right.
Let's find out which of these days belongs and doesn't belong, okay?
All right, let's find out.
Are you ready?
I am all set for this.
All right. Is it or is it not Vitamin C Day? Is it National Burrito Day? Jeep 4x4 Day? Is it Chicken Cordon Bleu Day? Is it School Librarian Day? Is it Hug a News Person Day? Is it National Deep Dish Pizza Day? God, I can't say it. Is it National Walk Around Things Day? Walk Around Things Day. Which one of those days does not belong, John?
I think Deep Dish Day.
You're right.
Oh, really?
Right. Wow. You are correct, sir. That's not today.
Ah.
Might be some other day, but it's not today.
It sounds like a really good day.
I like deep dish.
Yeah.
Once in a while.
The most obvious one I thought was Jeep Day. I thought that was 4x4
right.
Jeep Day. It doesn't sound right.
Yeah.
You know, why? It sounds like a commercial.
It does. I think it's made up by the Jeep company. Check it out here.
So April 4th is
skip it.
4x4 Jeep Day.
Okay.
Wow.
Oh, 4x4. I get it.
Oh,
April 4th.
Yes,
that's right. 4x4. That is hot.
There you go. Wow. Yes.
Let's start out with National.
Well, I guess that makes sense to me. No?
Vitamin C Day. You know, vitamin C is a good. It's a good vitamin. It's been around for a long time. That vitamin C.
It's a little overrated, but yes, go ahead.
Really?
It's been.
You
around.
Think so?
Yeah.
Each day on April 4th, we share all the ways vitamin C nurtures and benefits our health inside and out. While vitamin C is widely recognized for warding off colds, the vitamin is also clinically proven to be a powerhouse in other areas of health, too. For example, vitamin C may reduce blood pressure or potentially lower the risk of heart disease. Mm-hmm. Those at risk of gout can lower their risk by increasing their take of vitamin C.
Nice.
Ah, the wonders of vitamin C. There's more information here than you could ever. Yeah, let's move on. We all like vitamin C. There's no discussion there.
National
nothing me
vitamin C day history.
Yeah. All right. Okay. I've lost my computer's mouse, so I have to use this touchpad, which is insane. National Burrito Day, first Thursday of April.
Yes.
I cannot talk. I got to have some coffee real soon. Coffee, please. Uh-huh. National Burrito Day celebrates the tasty and versatile Mexican dish wrapped in a tortilla.
A burrito. Everything is wrapped in our tortilla now.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes. Burrito is a heavy, a burrito is a heavy, heavy tortilla wrapped around the meat, cheese, tomato, rice, beans, vegetables, and so everybody knows what a burrito is. Oh, God.
It can have any amount of ingredients now.
You could throw it all in.
They put salads in burrito wraps.
Yeah.
They're called wraps.
I love Mexican food. But it's all pretty much just every dish is the same. It's just rearranged the ingredients in the
It's wrapped in a the different wrap. Package, right?
Right.
It's ridiculous.
It is ridiculous. Yeah. Okay. What's next? I'm going to skip Jeep 4x4 Day because that does look like a commercial. How about National Chicken Cordon Bleu Day?
Oh, yes.
Oh, bleu. Where's our bleu. Pronunciation?
Cordon Bleu.
Cordon yeah. Bleu.
Bleu. I'm bleu. Sure it's Bleu.
It is said as Cordon Bleu. Cordon bleu, but it'd be fine in English to say it as cordon bleu. Cordon bleu from French, cordon bleu. And now you know it all. Did you get this? Was this any helpful?
I got it. That's very good.
Thanks, Frenchie.
Very conversational.
Le cordon bleu. Bleu, bleu. He had a kind of an bleu. Extra syllable in there.
Yeah.
Somehow.
Yeah, it didn't sound any different, said the American way.
It's pretty much it, yeah. Let's see. Cordon Bleu Day celebrates a blue ribbon dish that combines chicken, ham, and cheese. The French term cordon bleu translates to blue ribbon. Who knew? This dish is a take on the popular veal cordon bleu. It's a flattened chicken breast that is wrapped around ham or sometimes prosciutto? Or Canadian bacon.
Got to hammer that stuff out. You know, real thin. The chicken breasts, got to hammer them out.
Hammer them out.
Make them very thin, like a wrap.
Yeah.
And then wrap that around whatever you want to put in it. Yeah. Yeah. Ham, cheese,
got
whatever.
It.
Okay, look, I'm out of this. If no one wants to hear my recipes, that's fine.
It's National School Librarian Day. Oh, school librarians. Boy, they've been taking it on the chin lately. You know, they're right in the firing line.
Yep.
National School Librarian Day recognizes the professionals who help keep the school library in working order. School librarians spend long hours keeping the library organized. You know, they got that Dewey Decimal System they're still dealing with. They got the card files and all that stuff. I'm sure it's all on the computers, but, you know, they still have that. They are also dedicated to helping our children find the resources they need to keep learning. So let's salute the school librarians of America and all around the world.
I don't even know if they need the Dewey Decimal System anymore.
Yeah, probably not.
Because there's probably a search bar in the computer there.
Probably.
And you just put the name of whatever you're looking for in the search bar and it comes up.
I think that's the way they do it nowadays.
It's been a while.
We got a few more. We got a whole lot of stuff here.
Do we?
Yeah, we got a couple of more national days. And then we've got a whole bunch of history.
Is that a good thing?
It is a good thing.
Okay.
It's a great thing. Today's National Hug a News Person's Day.
Oh,
we're going to find out more about that as we go along here.
Really? Hug a News Person? Is that going to happen here at the station?
Well, I hope so. Yeah, Terry Bell needs a hug once in a while.
He won't know what's going on, will he?
Just let's not tell him.
We're just going to hug him.
We'll tell you more coming up.
All right.
You're listening to Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matt and Air on Air with Jane Matt and Air. Weekdays 11 till noon on the talk you can't ignore. Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app.
This message is for Shauna, my mom, who just finished her high school diploma. I wanted to say I'm so proud of you for finishing school. You taught me it's never too late to achieve your dreams. I hope to make you as proud as you have made me.
When you graduate,
they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
You keep saying you got something for me, something you call love, but confess, you've been a messin' where you shouldn't have been a messin', and now someone else is getting all your best. These boots are made for walking, and that's just what they'll do. One of these days, these boots are gonna walk all over you.
Mad Radio WMDX, 92.7 FM and 1580 AM.
Yeah.
The wonderful, the fantastic Nancy Sinatra. The
boots were made for walking.
Yeah.
Those big white boots that she had, like knee high.
She did this song on one of the shows, Hullabaloo or Shindig. Can't remember which one, but it was done live.
Yeah.
And the cool thing was, just before she starts singing, they have the boots pounding on the stage floor. And it was such a great effect.
Yeah.
That I thought, oh, that should be in the actual song. Because that's what the boots are doing.
We'll have to see if we can find that on YouTube, maybe.
Yeah, it's fantastic. Oh, it's just great the way it sounds. It is on YouTube.
That was her big hit. I don't think she had any more hits after that one, did she? Yeah. The name Sinatra. No,
she did have a lot of hits after that, but she? Okay, man.
Really?
Yeah, no.
Like she what? Did. Like what? Name one.
Lightning's Girl.
No, that wasn't a hit.
She sang one of the Bond songs.
Big Nancy hit. Sinatra?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Well, so maybe.
You think so, huh? Okay.
You think so?
You really? All right.
Well. She's very, very popular and admired to this day. Sugartown.
Oh, okay. Sugartown, I remember that one. I do remember.
And she did the duet with her her dad.
Yeah. What was that?
Frank?
All right. We'll think about that. The reason we're playing that song, The Boots Are Made for Walking, is National Walk Around Things Day. Mm-hmm. Walk Around Things Day. Got that?
That big buildup? Okay, well, that's
it's a holiday open to interpretation, John. Very little, very little information is available regarding this celebration, so we'll give it our best to guide you
just
through it.
Just walk around things.
This day may be looked at as both figuratively and literally. Literally, one would not walk through a puddle of water or mud. One would walk around it. One would not... Who's this one?
Wow.
One would not walk under a ladder or over broken glass. One would walk around those things. So
my God.
This is a day to celebrate walking around things.
We needed examples.
Figuratively.
Maybe megas would need an example,
We were talking about literally, but figuratively... Mm-hmm. One would walk around avoiding certain problems or potential problems. One would also walk around avoiding arguments, certain situations, or unwanted or uncomfortable conversations.
There you go.
There's walk around day.
Fantastic.
Walk
around. One
is the loneliest number that you ever do.
This is the one that you were asking about. Who is the one?
What?
You like they kept referring to one in the article, and you're like, who is this one?
Okay, thank you.
And this is the guy, Mr. Lonely.
That's Three Dog Night, Chuck Negron. Okay.
It's a nowhere man.
Okay. What was the one we skipped over here? I forget. It doesn't matter. Let's see. Oh, National Hug Up Newsperson Day. We didn't really explore that one much.
No, we're not going to.
Really? We're not? I think it's a big day for all the TV and radio and, you know, news people. They look forward to this day.
Oh, okay, yes. Let's encourage that. If you see a news person that you're familiar with, just walk up to them and hug them. Yes, do that, please.
You know, the Merriam-Webster Dictionary tells us that the word newsman dates all the way back to 1596. How is that possible?
Yeah.
They've been working hard for many years. Why 1596? Why?
It's a debut of radio at that time.
Okay. Radio's been around a long time.
Well, they must have had a can on one end, a can on the other, and a string tying them together.
There you go.
Of radio.
Do we have time to go into the history books, or do you want to move on?
Sure. We've got a lot of history today.
Okay. Well, maybe we should move on.
Oh, okay. You tell me.
No, it sounds exciting.
Oh, you're running the show.
Okay. Well, 1841.
Oh, yeah.
William Henry Harrison.
Yeah.
He became the first president to die in office only 31 days into his term.
Wow.
Yeah, you know why that happened? Because he was out in a freezing cold doing his inauguration speech for like 2 hours.
Yeah, he very long-winded, but not to his benefit.
No. That didn't work out well.
1887, Susanna Statler became the first woman elected mayor in the United States.
1887.
And it all happened basically as a joke. One party put her on the ballot as a joke. And then she won the election and became the mayor.
Wow, fantastic. Kansas.
That's great.
Years before women had the right to vote, too.
Hats off. Kansas.
Mm-hmm. Wow. What else happened?
1949, NATO was founded.
All right. Still around.
Yeah. Well, no, they're going to get rid of that. Trump gets into office.
Yeah, he doesn't like it.
That's true. Yeah. 1958, the peace sign was first used in public protest.
Wow.
That seems a little early.
58.
Yep. It was designed specifically for nuclear disarmament.
Okay.
In Britain.
Mm-hmm.
10 years later, 1968, Martin Luther King Jr. shot and killed.
Yeah.
He was in Memphis, Tennessee with some striking sanitation workers working down there. Year after that, 1969, the first artificial heart transplant. Big news in the medical community. And last thing on our list, 1975, Microsoft founded by Bill Gates and Paul Allen.
Okay.
Yeah. You ever seen Bill Gates' mugshot?
Mugshot?
Yeah.
No.
He got pulled over for speeding, and he didn't have his license on him, so he got arrested. And he's got a mugshot from, like, in the 70s.
Wow.
No kidding.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty nice.
We'll check it out.
Get one of those T-shirts.
Throw that on our Facebook page.
Oh, will do.
All right, great. Is that the that it for the history books?
That's it, unless you want to cover birthdays, but we've got quite a bit already.
Yeah.
See, that's pretty much.
That's it. Close the history book.
Okay.
Got to get a book closing sound.
Yeah.
All right.
We need that.
Muddy Waters, birthday, 1915.
Mm-hmm.
Robert Downey Jr., Iron Man.
1965.
Yeah. And Heath Ledger.
Yeah.
Born 79.
Yeah. All right. What do we got here?
What are we talking about? We don't have enough time for the Mean Farmer now, do we?
Do we know what he's going to be talking about after the news weather?
Mean Farmer is talking about going out to eat.
All right.
Going out to eat. I've got a story about eating. Have you ever heard of the anti-diet diet?
No. Well, I think there are a lot of anti-diet diets.
It's being taken up by the big corporations now, the anti-diet diet, like the General Mills, you know,
Kellogg's.
Oh, wait,
you're talking about the cereals now?
Yes.
And
yeah. They're saying, fat shaming has gotten to the point where now the anti-diet, it's okay to eat whatever you want, according to the anti-diet diet.
Boy, that sounds really healthy.
Well, in fact, it's not really that healthy.
I'll jump on board that one. What a good idea.
They're trying to make it sound healthy.
Yes, they are, aren't they?
But they're not having much success in that regard. But there's a story in the Washington Post about it. We'll tell you more about it coming up.
They're putting these sugary marshmallows in every cereal now. I buy the cereal for the family, and I know what's going on out there. Oh, I know.
Oh, you know
it. I know.
I know you know. You know I know that you know.
Farmers coming up. We got a whole bunch of other stuff. The Trump Bible. There are some jokes about that. And Idi Amin is back in, thanks to Trump.
News, weather, and sports coming up. Mean Farmer around the corner.
You're listening to Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Matt and Air on Air.
Let's get back to live music in the lair with Kaylin Cole. The next song you have for us tonight is called 1103. Yes. Is that a time or a flight number?
Oh, that's actually really good. That's a good idea. I think I might have to write another song with that. You'll get 50%.
It's live in the lair. Grab the podcast now at maxincradio.com and listen live on Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
So far, 5 states have confirmed cases of highly pathogenic avian influenza in their dairy cattle. Wisconsin working diligently to stay off that list. I'm Pam Yonke, starting you off before the opening bell on a Thursday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news. That basically was the message shared with the media yesterday by Wisconsin state veterinarian Dr. Darlene Conkle. She reminds dairy producers what the symptoms of infection can look like if your animals have come in contact with highly pathogenic avian influenza.
The syndrome of clinical signs included a drop in milk production, a pretty rapid drop in animals that were in the highly lactating stages of their cycle, in older animals, not first lactation, but older animals, drop in feed intake, some cattle with fevers and off feed, and some abnormal milk from these affected animals that was thicker than normal. These animals have been recovering from this illness. No death losses noted.
Dr. Darlene Conkle, our Wisconsin state veterinarian, says those infected animals have basically required rest and relaxation to recover from high path avian influenza. She's reminding all livestock operations to amp up your biosecurity and make sure you're on the defense. Markets are a little defensive this morning, too. Numbers are next.
Keeping Wisconsin strong. When a company only does business in Wisconsin, that's Wisconsin Strong. Rural Mutual provides all lines of insurance, including commercial, farm, home, and auto. And your premiums stay right here to keep Wisconsin strong. Local agents, local underwriters, local claims adjusters.
Rural Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
So I became a Farm Bureau member almost 20 years ago to be part of the state's largest ag advocacy group. Plenty of opportunities within Farm Bureau for somebody that's involved in agriculture, whether to grow their leadership or to help be a leader in an industry that we have a great passion for.
WFBF.com.
They've really helped my leadership develop.
A voice for farmers, a vision for agriculture,
Wisconsin Farm Bureau.
On Wednesday in Chicago, the barrel cheese dropped a quarter of a cent to 145. 40-pound block cheese, that was down half a cent at 144. But AA butter, that gained 2 cents, 294 a pound. This morning, the May Class 3 milk is up 20 cents at 1584. June, up 15 at 1647. The December new crop corn's up 2 at 473. November beans, up 3 at 1187. July wheat, that's up 6. 578 a bushel. So there's your quick market update as we start a Thursday trade session. I'm Farm Director Pam Yonke.
You're listening to Mad Radio WMDX, Madison's home for the Todd Allball Show.
A few lingering light showers likely today. The wind will gradually die down. Our high right around 40 this afternoon. The wind north at 15 to 25 this morning. Only 5 to 15 here by late afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy, 27. Tomorrow, 43. Saturday, sunshine with a high of 48. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 33.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
From Civic Media Global Headquarters on State Street, this is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
This portion of the show is being brought to you by Ed's Heavy Beer, the beer for drinkers who just don't get enough calories in their regular beer. Ed's Heavy Beer has so many calories that you'll gain 15 pounds just from blowing off the foam.
It's part of that new anti-diet thing. That
yeah, so you can big drink companies. Anything you want, eat anything you want.
Right.
What a great diet.
It is.
Mad Radio, WMDX, 92.7 FM at 1580 AM on the cutting edge of the current diet trends.
That's right.
Apparently.
Mm-hmm.
Eat anything you want.
That's it.
Yeah, the
General Mills is all over this.
Oh, they are.
Yeah, they're warning of food shaming. Dietitian influencers promoting junk foods and discouraging weight loss efforts. They're all behind this.
Those crunchy little marshmallows are just crystallized sugar.
I wanted to
cubes.
Get into this more. So what kinds of cereal do you buy for your kids still, John?
I buy a whole bunch of different cereals. Apple Jacks.
Classic.
Oh, you know, I found one.
But you have beef with Lucky Charms. You don't like Lucky Charms.
No, I don't like. They're adding those marshmallows to every cereal now. They are. They're putting them in everything.
Mm-hmm.
It's just not right.
You're not the only one who likes bland cereal.
What kind do you like?
I don't like bland cereal. My girlfriend absolutely loves like cornflakes and bran though.
Yeah.
I don't understand.
See,
it.
I like that too. Cornflakes, bran flakes, Rice Krispies.
I think raisin bran is
raisin bran. I like raisin bran. Yeah. That's good for you.
But then they have the fruity Rice Krispies.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And
they add, and then they add, you know, these crunchy marshmallows.
Yeah.
Sugary marshmallows. Why? And they put it in everything, and they, you know what they'd use? They use it to specialize the cereal for a holiday.
Mm-hmm.
So they have their little ghostly marshmallows
right?
for Halloween, and then they have, you know, whatever. You can just imagine.
Got to get them started early on the pre-diabetes track.
Yes, it's outrageous.
Well, look at this headline.
It just fills the boxes with sugar.
This is from the Washington Post. As obesity rises, big food and dietitians push anti-diet advice.
See, it's wrong.
Yeah. In fact, they tell this little story at the beginning. Yeah. This Jane Roshan, who's actually works in Wisconsin. She's a video editor up in Wausau. She struggled to lose weight for years, but felt as if a burden had been lifted when she discovered a YouTube video advocating health at every size. Okay, urging her to stop dieting and start listening to her mental hunger.
Mm-hmm.
Mental hunger. So she stopped avoiding favorite foods like cupcakes and Nutella. Is it Nutella? What is that?
Nutella.
Nutella, okay. They made me feel like it was safe, like I was safe eating whatever the hell I wanted, she said. In 2 months, she regained 50 pounds.
Who, by the way, believes that?
Yeah.
Who would believe? Well, they're making me feel safe if I eat anything I want.
I think
that's a smart thing to do.
Her weight ballooned up to 300 pounds.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Man.
Yeah.
Holy crap.
Wow. Well, one company in particular, General Mills.
Yeah.
Let me just read this part. Maker of Cocoa Puffs and Lucky Charms.
There you go. Add the sugary marshmallows.
They launched a multi-pronged campaign. You know those multi-pronged campaigns. You got to watch out. Those are sharp edge.
So
you could get yourself cut. They capitalized on the teachings of the anti-diet movement. An investigation by the Washington Post and a nonprofit newsroom called The Examination covered global public health. They found that this they're trying to wrap food shaming around this whole thing. Like, oh, no, you should be able to eat anything you want, and we're going to give it to you in bucketfuls here.
I long for the days when there was just one prong instead of the multi-prong approach.
Those were the days.
The diets.
Anyway, that's the whole thing. General Mills is pushing this. Anti-diet diet, it's called. So, you know, and go out there and eat anything you want. It's fine. No problem.
We mentioned yesterday that I worked at a summer camp for the past few years. And 2 years ago, I basically spent the entire summer teaching kids how to cook. And part of the badge I was teaching was also like teaching them about nutrition and whatnot. And I can excuse kids not knowing how to read a nutrition label like stuff like that. But fully grown adults, I feel like, should like know how many calories they need to eat in a day.
Yeah. Right.
Be able to read what is good food for you.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's funny. My kid went to a summer camp. We forced him to go. It was a Christian summer camp.
How did he like that?
He compared it to the concentration camp.
Oh, no. Well, it's going a little far, don't you think?
The thing is, they starved him. And he was so angry. For 2 weeks, he was really, really frustrated and angry about the whole thing because they never fed him.
So, really? No food at the camp?
We asked him, why didn't you give us a call? we could have tried to put a stop to that. But it was
sad.
It and he was a young guy.
Mm-hmm.
And when a young kid tells you it was like a concentration camp, then you think, how do you even know about that?
How old do you think he was? Like 8 or 10?
I don't know, 6 or 7 or 8 or something like that.
Really, 6 years?
No, that's too young.
Okay.
Yeah, you're right. About 8 or 9, okay. Something like that.
All right. Do we have the Mean Farmer?
Farmer's talking about food today as well.
Okay, well.
Yeah, you can eat anything you want.
Oh,
yeah.
He's going out to eat today.
There you go.
All right, you know.
Yep.
All right.
Hi, this is the Mean Farmer, and this week on the Mean Farmer Show, let's go out to eat. Yeah, says right here on the sugar packets and the matchbooks.
Yep,
eat out sugar. Often. In search of a gastronomic adventure. Yeah. You know, I like getting dressed up and going out to a sit-down restaurant. Yeah, dressed up. You know, my Sunday go-to-meeting Oshkosh. One without the oil stains. And a shirt with a collar. Says Carl here on the pocket. Little bowling pins for buttons. Kind of cute, ain't it? Now, the problem is, as always, where to go. Now, I won't go to the truck plaza no more. I mean, the color of the chicken gravy there, it just bothers me, you know? Kind of day glow. They won't let me back in the blue crab or the purple mollusk or whatever. You know, that seafood lover in you place that you see on TV all the time. Had a perky little waitress there one time. Oh, I like perky. I left her a heavy tip, about 30 pounds of ground chuck. They won't let me back in. And it's always a barter deal where I'm involved. You know it is. Oh, you know. Went to a fancy French restaurant over in the county seat, Mrs. Mortensen's Left Bank Soiree du Jour, and small engine repair. They charged me $35 for a bottle of old wine. I said, well, bring me the new stuff then. Plus, I can't read the menu. I mean, if it's chicken, just write chicken, not poulet. And boy, when I found out what pâté really was, well, they got my foie gras in a mon Dieu. And I went to Tom's Hissin Meat Steakhouse Grill. I got a salad bar there, but hey, listen, if I can't stand up at it, hook one foot over the rail and belly up to it and chaw away right there, there ain't no bar. Wow. Besides, I never met a salad bartender. Well, guess we'll go on over to Murphy's Peking Back Alley Restaurant. I love Chinese restaurants. You never get a, hi, my name's Tad, and I'll be your waiter tonight. Never. Next week on the Mean Farmer Show, another recipe from the Mean Farmer Kitchen. And you wonder why I go out to eat.
Wow.
Yep. Now, what's 10% of 16-ounce steak?
By the way, I understand the first Mean Farmer Market.
Yeah?
Will be on the square coming up on April 13th.
Is that right?
That's right. The Mean Farmer Market.
I don't think it's the Mean Farmer Market. What are you talking about?
I'm excited to get cheesy bread again.
Yeah.
Oh.
There you go.
Yeah, it's good stuff. Yeah, we're talking food this morning. Food facts, right?
Yeah.
You're getting some texts in here. Thank you for that.
You're trying to read the text.
I can't read it from here.
You can't read it? Really?
It's angled off to the side.
Well, it has to be because then we're both in camera.
Okay, whatever.
Well, anyway, it says, grown-ass man buying sugared cereals. Great. I got it.
Well,
What's wrong with enjoying a little like Honey Nut Cheerios or Frosted Flakes every now and then?
Once in a great while, yes. That's fine.
I
don't buy sugared cereals at all, ever.
The honey nut thing is crazy.
That doesn't make
because
any sense.
Then,
it's not honey.
But, you know,
really?
I was going to say, it probably wasn't honey. Yeah. Some kind of flavored sugar
chemical
that seemed like honey. But then all of a sudden, the trend came in, and they started putting real honey on.
Oh.
And you were wondering, well, what was I eating before? See, it's a reveal is what it is. And this just happened, you know, about a year ago. They started advertising on every box now. It's real honey.
But you wonder how much is the percentage of honey you know, in there? Really? Just a few drops of honey in the whole batch?
Well, maybe? you know. Once you taste it, yeah, you know whether they have actually added honey or
real
not.
Real honey. Okay.
Yeah. It reminds me of banana flavoring. You know how, like, artificial banana flavoring doesn't taste like that?
Yeah, that's bad.
Apparently, once upon a time, it did when, like, the vast majority of bananas available in stores were a different variety. Mm. They tasted different.
Yeah. Oh, they did. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because that is the worst flavor, artificial flavor you'll ever have.
Ooh, that's a hot take. I like banana, like banana flavored Laffy Taffy.
But that has to be really terrible. That's really got to be terrible. Ugh, unless they're
bad for you.
Unless the flavors are better now. You know, they keep improving the flavors with different chemicals now. That you probably don't want to eat.
Yeah, they're not good for you.
Yeah.
Not good stuff.
I understand PFAS is an ingredient. All right, let's get to something. I've been holding on to this for a little while, but I thought it was important.
Why wait? seems like the time has come.
You know, Biden had signed that spending bill a while back, right?
Right.
But no one knew that it made it more difficult for officials to actually enforce gun laws.
Hmm.
That's right. They added something in that spending bill that made it less likely that law enforcement will enforce gun laws.
They put that in the bill.
Yeah, Trump and Republicans want to blame Biden for crime throughout the country, which is part of their playbook, of course, but they helped cause the problem, according to the story. Then complain about the problem they helped create. And it works. It does work. We've seen that over and over again. The type of crime that people worry most about is violent gun crimes. And Republicans are undermining that agency in order to make the problem worse and then blame somebody for it. And then you know, when the administration changes hands and Trump was in power, he took credit for supposedly changing that and making things better when he actually didn't. And that's the thing that I dread most if Trump became president again, is that he's just going to promote that he solved all these problems that he really hasn't solved.
Exactly. Yeah.
He just makes this stuff up.
Every day he makes it up. So tired of hearing about it, you know, to the point it's just his name alone runs shivers up my spine anymore.
I
can't think about it, you know. Every single day,
it's another...
Waking up to another nightmare.
Or possible nightmare.
Half dozen nightmares, whatever he tweeted overnight. It's got to be headline news.
Oh, I don't know.
Sick of it.
You know, I've got a story here. You know, Trump is starting to use a number of different sources for his cliches, and he's picked up on Idi Amin. 592 is the cut, and... This is a comparison. We'll hear what Trump says and then what Idi Amin,
dictator.
The butcher of Uganda.
Yeah,
that's a real promising presidential
race here. They still talk
about
him in Uganda. Yeah.
All right, let's check that out.
You realize that Trump is basically the perfect African president. You start to notice the similarities everywhere.
I'm really rich.
I have a great temperament.
They love me anyway. I don't have to do this.
I've done an amazing job.
I was born with a certain intellect. God helped me by giving me a certain brain.
Idi Amin, former president and best president of Uganda.
The people like me very much. I am very popular. I am very powerful. I am the one who has got the money. I have got a very good brain.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's quite the comparison.
Not good. And he probably has no idea who Idi Amin is.
Yeah.
So this, you know, Daily Show, of course, presented the comparison, and there it is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, he loves all the dictators.
Hitler.
Yeah.
Idi Amin.
Hitler. Oh, boy.
What the heck?
Yeah. It's right at the top of his list. Went to see Marc Maron last night at the Barrymore.
Yes.
Got a ticket last minute. Man, it was great. He touched on that, too. Trump just comparing himself to Hitler, just coming right out saying it.
Yeah.
Good, funny stuff.
Great
sold
stuff.
Out crowd there at the Barrymore. Really something. 6:49, cloudy, 34 degrees. We're coming back with even more right around the corner. Yeah. Eat it. Eat it.
Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
Most of us can agree the decision to have an abortion should be between a person and their doctor. Politicians should have no say at all. Thankfully, Senator Tammy Baldwin is standing up for our rights and working to keep politicians out of our medical decisions. After Roe v. Wade, the court case that protected abortion rights was overturned, Tammy Baldwin introduced the Women's Health Protection Act, which would ensure access to abortion everywhere in the United States, including here in Wisconsin. The bill would end extreme abortion bans that have no exceptions for rape, incest, or the life of the mother, and threaten doctors with criminal charges for providing abortion care. Senator Baldwin also introduced legislation that would protect the right to travel across state lines for reproductive health care and safeguard access to contraception. Call Senator Tammy Baldwin at 202-224-5653. Tell her thank you for fighting back against extreme abortion bans. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Mad Radio WMDX. The John and Gordy Show.
I'm trying
of warmer weather.
I'm trying to bring back whistling. Yes. You don't hear it whistling anymore.
Yes, we should have more whistling.
Do you ever hear anybody whistling
music?
Just walking down the street whistling? Used to hear that all the time.
In songs, in music. The two most successful ingredients in a previous age of music, probably the 50s and 60s, I would say that whistling and foot stomping and clapping
those were big back
those
then.
Those were really big. You put those in a song and they are an instant hit.
Yeah, solid gold. Yeah, solid, you're right.
Yes, that's solid gold.
And then the Andy Griffith Show. You know, that was big on whistling, that one part of the Andy Griffith theme song.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Wow. Sam. Yeah, you're a good whistler.
Not too
there,
bad,
buddy.
Carrying on the tradition. Yeah. Yeah. All right, well, anyway, let's get to some late-night jokes.
Okay.
From the late-night comedians.
Why not?
They put a whole bunch of stuff together. I just want to mention a tweet that I got here. Guy writes, I put one of the Bibles in an online shopping cart that is Trump is selling just to see what would happen, and was promptly offered add-ons like Lee Greenwood's God Bless the USA 40th Anniversary coin and a Make a Prayer Again hat. Oh, the Bible uses Donald J. Trump's name, likeness, and image under paid license from CIC Ventures LLC, which is, although the website doesn't disclose it, a Trump-affiliated company.
Oh, how unusual.
Yeah.
Who would have thought
it's
that?
It's kind of interesting stuff. Anyway, let's play this track, late-night television, and they're joking about Trump's Bible.
People are still talking about this. Former President Trump is now trying to make money by selling $60 Bibles. Trump's selling the Bible, yeah. It's like if Mike Pence was selling copies of 50 Shades of Grey. You know?
Yep, the guy who's about to go on trial for paying hush money to cover up an affair with a porn star is selling Bibles. And because it's a Trump Bible, most of the Ten Commandments are blacked out.
Now, this has come as no surprise to anyone. Making a profit is Trump's religion. As his Jesus famously said, it is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle if you pay me four easy installments of 1995. Act now, disciples are standing by.
There you go. So,
that's good stuff. Yeah,
good comedy.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Dave, we ran out of Mega Say the Darndest Things.
Oh, you're kidding.
I'm working on it.
Oh, there's plenty more
There's got to be a lot more.
We got to listen to whatever Pete recorded at the rally in Green Bay this week.
Pete Schwabba?
Yeah, Pete Schwabba was there, and he interviewed some people.
Right.
Well, let's get that. Yeah.
Why don't we have that?
Well, we should get that. Hey, coming up in our next hour, by the way, Jim Healy will be here from the Wisconsin Film Festival, which opens tonight, all around. And he's with the Cinematheque programming there, and he'll give us all the insight about the film festival. And then later, Linda Ketchum will be here and talking about Just Dane, their 50th anniversary get-together. All right?
You know, if Trump wasn't so dangerous and so crazy nuts, this would be a comedy routine.
If?
What he's doing out there in his rallies, it would be a comedy routine, just like...
he's riffing, you know?
Eric Hovde's comedy routine.
Yeah, he's just making it up. Yeah.
And we're going to get into that in just a few moments. This half hour, we're going to do it.
All right.
Well, in the next half hour, we're going to do it. But it's going to be a rib-tickling moment for everybody.
Really? Is it going to be a knee slapper?
It's going to be a knee slapper.
Yeah. We'll have some chortles and chuckles.
One cut after the next, and you won't believe it. You know, the mail-in ballots, no one wants to do that. Fine, that's perfect. Mm. Or maybe Trump being chosen by God. To lead us into the end times. A few other. It's just going to be a laugh riot.
You know, let's get all the Trump stuff out of the way. You know, tomorrow, let's have a Trump free day tomorrow.
Look, I'm trying to package this in a way that I can play more Trump stuff.
I understand, but it's just. I
know it's too much, right?
It is. And, you know, we all know.
Should we ask Biden to tell more jokes and be more outrageous?
He's pretty funny sometimes, actually.
Well, he actually is. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I'm trying to figure out. Why am I playing more of this Trump stuff?
Well, it's just,
you know, we should be playing the good stuff, you know, what Biden has been doing to the country.
Doing for the country.
But it's not funny.
It's not funny, but it's real, and it is happening, but it goes unnoticed because Trump grabs all these headlines, and we keep giving him the spotlight, even though it's outrageous and disgusting and just off the charts crazy, we give him that spotlight every day.
I know.
And it'd just be nice to have let's make Friday.
So you're thinking...
A Trump-free day.
You're thinking that we're converting a lot of progressives into Trumpsters.
No.
No, I don't think that's what you're saying?
No, that's not what I'm saying at all. You're twisting my words. You're changing it all around.
But some of the things you have to understand are crazy nuts.
I know. We can't avoid it. I understand it. But it's all coming down to one choice. Do you want democracy or do you want a dictator? That's it. There's nothing else. Are we going to go with democracy? Give democracy a chance? Help democracy? Save democracy? Or are we just going to give it all over to Trump and let him run the show from now on? Just dictator time. How does that end?
Well,
not good.
No, it's not going to end well.
Yeah. We don't want that.
No, we're leading into the end times, as I mentioned. You know, God put Trump there to lead us into the end times.
Oh, Lord. Lord, help us.
I know. We'll see. The Lord isn't helping.
I know.
He's working with Trump now. He's
walked away. It's up to you guys. I can't deal with it.
One of the worst, and the cut is coming up.
Okay.
It's giving immunity to the police officers. Immunity. Yep. In other words, they can do anything they want under Trump.
So anything goes.
Anything goes.
If you're a police
officer. Law enforcement. Law enforcement is going to be given the...
They're going to be the judge and the jury, just like, you know, whatever they decide, it's all good.
And then everybody's groceries are five times higher. We're going to get to all those cuts. Things you didn't know, by the way, folks, when you were grocery shopping. That your bill is five times more than it was. Okay.
By the way, I'm looking at a CNN headline here.
Yeah.
It says NASA is launching planes, rockets into the solar eclipse path. Why would they do that?
What in the hell is
to see what happens?
Solar eclipse madness.
Yeah, solar eclipse is taken
this
over.
This is wrong.
It is. Yeah.
Why would they do that?
Well, we'll try and find out. We'll get a research team working on it. It's 6:58. We've got news, weather, and sports this time around. And coming back with Jim Healy talking about the Wisconsin Film Festival and Linda Ketchum later in the 7 o'clock hour. Let the sun shine. It's the John Gordy
Show. On air at 92.7 megahertz frequency modulation.
And streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app.
This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Whether you're a do-it-yourselfer or professional technician, Auto Value is committed to providing the parts you need and the service you deserve. Auto Value Parts Store. We've got the parts. We've got the smarts. Your school can earn up to $10,000 this year. Just save the UPCs from the Country Hearth products your family already enjoys. Learn more at loavesforlearning.com. That's loavesforlearning.com.
You're listening to Mad Radio. WMDX 1580 AM Columbus. W224 EG Madison. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Chef Jose Andres, the founder of the World Central Kitchen Aid Group, said he believes that Israeli